This is Parshas Chayes Suda. At the end of the Parsha, Avram sends Eliezer to Mesopotamia, Aram Naharayim, to find a shidduch for Yitzchak, and he sees Rivka coming, and so Eliezer prays, and the Torah does this astonishing thing. It tells us not just what he prayed, but also it gives us at length all his thoughts. So Eliezer says, "Hikoreno lefonai hayom, please God, make it happen today." So there's interesting Medrash. The Medrash says, brings a pasuk in Mishlei. The verse in Proverbs says, "Eved maskil." A servant with a slave with understanding, Yimshel beben Mevish, can rule a son who's Mevish. And the Gemara says, actually, the Medrash says it's the Eved Maskil, the slave with understanding, is Eliezer. The Ben Mevish is Yitzchak, who he puts to shame all the idolaters and the pagans with his self-sacrifice at the Akedah. So, ubetoich achim yecholek, and then amongst the brothers yecholek nachlo, he takes his inheritance. So, the pasuk in Mishlei, the verse in Proverbs 17, is saying that a slave with seichel, a slave who really understands, yimshel beben mevish. He has some kind of a shlita, he has some kind of a dominion over the son. So we imagine a family, Avram's family. He has a son, Yitzchak, who's really going to take everything. Nevertheless, the slave, Eliezer, has in some respect dominion over Yitzchak, and here we find he's going to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak. And in a sense also, benefits from the inheritance when the master dies, the master's Avram. Uma haskalosoi. So the Medrash says this maskil, this Eved maskil, this clever slave, is Eliezer. So what's his cleverness? The Medrash says, Uma kva kilalosoi shel oisa ish biyodai. I am a Canaanite, and as a Canaanite, I'm a slave. Not just because I'm a slave, but I was cursed. Eved Avodim. He'll be slaves of slaves, going back to the Parsha of Noach. So, what's going to happen to me? Some Cushi, some Ethiopian, or Barbar, or some barbarian, is going to come and take me as a slave, because the Torah says I'm a slave. My grandfather Canaan was cursed with slavery, so I'm going to be a slave. You know what's best? I'm going to become a slave in the house of Avraham, not in any other house. So the Pshischa Rebbe, the Rebbe Rabunim, asks, what's so clever that the Medrash Rabbe, the great Medrash, considers this verse of the clever slave has dominion over the son, and Eliezer. What's the grace of Chachma here? Why is this considered such a great wisdom and understanding? So he says, Eliezer, it's not that he knew that the Torah had said about Canaan Eved Avodim, that there was something about, you know, his pedigree, his ancestry, his lineage. The Rebbe Rabunim says he knew himself, Shoye Makir Atzmoy, Shuhu Eved. Eliezer knew himself, and he was a slave. even though, the Rebbe Rabbunim says, even though Eliezer was a very great man, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Shoyer Doyle Mashke, why is he called Damesek Eliezer? Rebbe Loza says, Shedoyle Umashke Metoyrosoy Shel Raboy La'acherim. Frankly, Eliezer, the slave of Avram, was a genius. And what was his genius, amongst other things? He was able to teach the Torah of Avraham to other people. You know, Avraham wasn't necessarily able to teach. I mean, Avraham's greatness, Avraham's genius, was in many different areas, you know. I mean, he was the Merkava, he was the chariot for Chesed in the world. And as we were learning in Sefer Yetzirah, you know, Behi Baram, these are the chronicles of heaven and earth when they were created, Behi Baram, Be'Avraham. But Avraham wasn't necessarily able to teach. Eliezer was able to teach. He was actually able to go into the Torah of Avraham, like into a well, right? Doyle means you have a well, you let a bucket, you fill it with water, and you pour that water for other people. Eliezer was able to go into the Torah of Avraham and bring out to quench the thirst for other people. But Eliezer knew himself, Shehu Evet. He knew, I'm a slave. And he never, ever wanted to live that slavery. And he wanted to remain a slave, Kol Yomov, says the Rebbe Rabbunim. He didn't want any kind of relationship with anything in the world that wasn't the relationship of slavery. It's really what's the Rebbe Rabbunim saying, right? And then Rabbunim goes on to say, "V'zeh haskola gedoyle lema'oid." It's a tremendous insight. A person knows himself for who he is, and a person accepts himself for who he is, and he refuses to leave that identity. And in fact, what Eliezer did is he, knowing and experiencing himself, I'm a slave, I'm not a free person, I'm not like other people. I'm a slave, I need to be told what to do, and I need to be given clear instructions on how to live, and I don't need to own anything, I need to be available to Avraham Avinu. That is who I am. And you know something? If it wasn't Avraham Avinu, I would have to do this with somebody else. That's what the Rebbe Rabbunim says. That's the pshat in the Medrash. That's the pshat Ed Maskil, right? That Eliezer knew, if I don't have Avraham as my master, I'm going to find another master. Because it's who I am. I'm a slave. So I'm some barbarian there, or some Cushy, right? I'm just going to sell myself into slavery or be taken captive or whatever, because I can't live as a what we would call a normal person, as a free person, as in, you know, somebody who's been emancipated. And then the Rebbe Rabbunim goes on to say, there's a medrash, the medrash this week says, Avraham Zokin, and Avraham is old, Bo Bayomim. So, if Avraham is so old, then it should say, you know, Avraham is getting on in years, and he was a zokin, he was a sage. Why does it say, and Avraham is a sage? getting on in years. And Rabbi Lemelech says, because Avraham is the first guy who actually, or maybe it's a Torah from the Rebbe Rebunim, Avraham is the first guy who's a sage without getting on in years. Right? So it says Avraham's a sage getting on in years because he was the Gemara says the first person to be called old is Avraham. Yeah? So I think Rebbe Lemelech says not because Avraham was the first old person, but Avraham is the first person to be called a Zokain without having to be getting on in years, right? So the Medrash says, Avram Zokin, Avram is old. This is the meaning of the verse, Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem, my soul blesses God. So the Rebbe Rabunim explains the Medrash that Avraham was such a chacham, already when he was 3 years old, He was makir as boira, he realized there's a God in the world. And from that day onwards, from that moment when he realized that there's a God in the world, he was different from everybody else in the world. Because everybody else in the world didn't realize that. So, Avraham, from that moment onwards, was rejecting everything people were saying. From that moment when he realized there's a God in the world, and my father is wrong, and my mother is wrong, and my brothers and sisters and everybody is wrong, from that moment Avraham had to walk with himself. So that's the meaning of Barchi Nafshi, my soul. Why is that associated with Avraham Dafke? Because Avraham is the first person really to break away from the truth that everybody else had, and from the truth with which he was inculcated, and from the culture of his own family. You know, it's very hard for us to break away from the culture of our own family. Mamish, that's like really a very difficult thing to do. So here, Avraham is only a toddler, right? He's 3 years old. He's just beginning to understand, and he already knows my father and mother are wrong. And what does he do with that? He says, well, I'm just going to have to believe what I believe. I'm going to have to be who I am. This is a groisse chochma. That's the meaning, zokein, zekon chochma. The Gemara says, what's the meaning of zokein? Why, what's... Avraham Zokin. Avraham is this elder. The word Zokin is like a kind of notarikon of Zekona. This is the person who has acquired wisdom. So Avraham is a Zokin. Avraham is a sage. Bo Bayomim, getting on in days. Meaning that Avraham was a sage in all his life. Because from the age of 3 years old already, from his very first intellectual gleanings, in his very first intellectual development, it's like almost you could say that as soon as Avraham developed the capacity to reason, immediately he realized he's on his own. And he was okay with that. He said, I'm an outsider. I'm an outcast. I don't care. It's fine. I don't need to be part of the world. I don't need to be a part of my family. And that's very difficult to do and to hang on to. So, Zokim bo bayomim, this went on throughout Avraham's life. And that's why, when David HaMelech says, Barchi nafshi es Hashem, my soul blesses God, the Medrash says, this is Avraham. Because Avraham was the first person to go benafshoi, right? He lived his life with nafshi, my soul. Never ever in Avraham's conscious awareness did he ever wear some other soul than his own. And what was that soul? That soul was, I know that there is a God, right? So the Rebbe Rabunim says, that was the greatness of Eliezer that he learned from Avraham. Eliezer realize I'm a slave. I'm not a free man. I'm a slave. Basically, I have to have a master. No, I'm not going to go let some barbarian be my master. I'm going to be a slave in the house of Avraham Avinu. And the Rebbe Rabbanim says that that is the greatest thing a person can be, is to be honest to themselves and to live their own truth and to be Barchi Nafshi as Hashem, not ever for one moment to be living somebody else's truth. And the greatness of Avraham Avinu, first that the Pusuk, the verse in Mishlei in Proverbs tells us, Eved Maskil Moishel Beben Mevish, that in a sense Eliezer has dominion over Yitzchak. But the Gemara in Shabbos is telling us that he's Doile Umashke Mitirosu Shel Raboy LaAcherim, meaning that Eliezer can teach us, all of us, something of the Torah of Avraham Avinu. And the Torah of Avraham Avinu is what you know about who you are. That's who you have to be. It's very tough. It's a very tough Torah. Because, you know, our parents, they tell us who to be. And our teachers, they tell us who to be. And society is every minute, you know, and our spouse. And, you know, I think the only people who really can bear us to be who we really are, our children. They give us permission to be who we really are. But we're already so bound up in our fear of being who we really are, that, you know, and it's disappointing to them, you know, the only time we can disappoint our children, besides, of course, when we don't turn up for them, is if they see that we hold back on being who we really are. It's amazing Torah here from the Rebbe Rabbanu. You know, it's very unfashionable to, you know, slavery, especially in this country, it's like, it's got a bad rap, right? And the Amos is, one human being has no right to enslave another human being. But that doesn't alter the fact that some human beings are slaves. Some people know that they're slaves. And the Rebbe Rabbanim says, if you know you're a slave, nu, what are you waiting for? Find yourself a master. Go live your life of slavery. There's another Pshis HaTorah. It says, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, there's a verse in Psalms chapter 25, Soid Hashem li Reyov, God's secrets go, are revealed to those who fear Him, Ubrisoi, and His covenant, Lohoidiyam, to inform them. So, Soid, which is secret, and bris, which is mila, covenant, they're paired together in this pasuk. Of course, you don't have to read bris as mila. Covenant doesn't have to be circumcision, but it's known that way. So the medrash, there's a medrash, where is this medrash? It's a medrash rabba. In Breishis, it says like this: what is Soid Hashem? What is the secret of God that it says Soid Hashem li Reyov? Zumila. This is circumcision. Shelo gila oisa me odam vaad esrim doer ad shemed Avraham v'nitnalei. So nobody gets this secret until Avraham, after 20 generations from Adam, given the secret of circumcision. As God says, I give you this bris between me and between you. So the Medrash says, it gives this dialogue, you know. God says to Avraham, if you will circumcise yourself, then you are going to take this Soid Hashem, this secret of God, the mystery of God. What is the mystery of God? So the word Soid is Samach Vav Dalet. Samach is 60, Vav is 6, Dalet is 4, so that you've got 70. The secret of God is 70. So 70 are going to be the children that I bring out of you in the merit of the Mila, as it's written, 70 souls Yaakov went down to Egypt. 70 are the Zakenim, are the elders, the sages, as it's written in the book of Numbers, Esfeli Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, gather me 70 sages from amongst the elders of the Jewish people, and over them I'm going to put Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, the teacher, who he knows how to teach the Torah in 70 languages, as it's written, right in the first verses of Deuteronomy. Hoil Moshe Beres HaTorah Zois, Moshe begins to elucidate this Torah, and we have a Kabbalah, we have a tradition that Moshe, before he died, he translated the Torah into 70 languages. So you have the 70 who went down to Egypt, you have the 70 sages, you have the 70 languages, in merit of who? Bizchus Hamila. It's all in the merit of this circumcision, because it says, Soid Hashem Lireyov. The mystery of God goes to those who fear Him. And then the Medrash adds, Omala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram. God says to Avraham, Dayoy Le'eved Sheyek Raboy. It's enough that a servant should be like, a slave should be like his master. So the Pshisch Rebbe, the Rebbe Rabbunim asks, what on earth is this last memra in the Medrash? Dayoy Le'eved Sheyek Raboy. It's enough that a slave should be like the master. I mean, there's the inference here that 70 is enough. 70 is enough. I mean, I'm, you know, God says there's some aspect of me that's 70, so I'm giving you 70, not 71. It's enough that, you know, we're like, what does it mean? What does it really mean? So the Rebbe Rabbunim says over a Torah that he heard from one of his rabbis, the Koshnitz Maggid. The Koshnitz Maggid was one of the Talmidim of the Rebbe Rebbe Lemelech. The Rebbe Rebbe Lemelech is known as the Rebbe Reb because he was a Rebbe of Rebbes. And amongst the Rebbes that he was the Rebbe of is the Koshnitz Maggid and the Sea of Lublin, the Chayz of Lublin, and Mendel Rimenov. And these Rimenov and Koshnitz and Lublin, basically you had the whole of Poland covered. And these were Talmidim, direct Talmidim of Rebbe Lemelech. So even though the Rebbe Rabbunim considered himself a Talmid, a disciple of the Yid HaKodesh, the Holy Yid Pshischa, who considered himself a Talmid of the Sea of Lublin, Yaakov Yitzchak, still, the Rebbes used to go to all the Rebbes. So he brings something that he heard, Sheshamati, he says, Sheshamati mehamagid HaKodesh de Koshnitz. It says, Hashem yimloich la'olam v'ed. Right? You know, we all say it in Uvolotzion. We say the Hebrew and we say the Aramaic translation. Hashem yimloich la'olam v'ed. God will reign forever. Reign, not R-A-I-N, right? Reign, God will reign as the king, R-E-I-G-N, or I-E-G-N. Shem yimloich la'olam v'ed, God will reign forever. So the Targum, the Aramaic translation of that, is Hashem, God, Malchusei ko'im la'olam al-olam. God, His sovereignty, reigns or exists. It is. So the Maggid asks, how come the Hebrew is Hashem Yimloch, God will, which is in the future tense, right? La'olam haba, the world to come, right? And the Aramaic speaks Hashem Malchusei Ko'im, God, His Majesty, reigns. Not will reign. So why is the Aramaic translation different in its tense from the Hebrew? So the Koshnitzer Maggid says that this is the essential difference between Loshon HaKodesh and Aramaic. Loshon HaKodesh, the Hebrew language, it's not really a language in the sense of all the other 70 languages. Because, as we were learning in Sefer Yetzirah, God takes some essence in Himself and makes the Hebrew letters, the shapes, right? And, you know, you have the mother letters, Aleph Mem Shin, you have the double letters, you have the simple letters, and then there are permutations, right? The 232 versions of the Aleph with the Beis and the Aleph with the Gimel and so on. And, you know, then you get these Avonim, you get these stones, these letters, and two stones make, you know, two houses, and three make six, and four make... And each permutation of the letters brings forth another kind of reality. So when we talk about language, it's not really the same kind of language that you and I are using now. You know, we're using the English language, which evolves through, you know, the senses. You know, and I'm not a linguist or an archaeologist of language and so on. But there's a development of language. You know, and there's all kinds of history and narrative and psychological and evolution. Like, you know, the story of evolution is there in the 70 languages, whereas in Loshon HaKodesh, it's devolution. It's like the opposite, right? The words are there long before anybody speaks them. So the Koshnitzer Maggid says that the language of Loshon HaKodesh is really, in a sense, a theoretical language, right? It's the language of La'osid Lovo, it's the language of the future. So, therefore, it says, Hashem Yimloich La'olam Vod, God will reign forever. But when it gets translated into the Aramaic, now already we're in a different kind. Language now has another meaning. Language is now about what you and I understand. When I make these sounds that come out of my mouth and they enter your ears and you get meaning from, that's now we're in the present. If we were in the future, you wouldn't be understanding what I'm saying, right? If we agree on the terms, right? You really understand what I'm saying when I speak, because we've got something in common in the here and now, because we've got a whole history of you know, development of the mind and stuff. These are cultural artifacts that we share, and something like the whole story, right? That's in the now. So there's a basic difference between Loshon HaKodesh, which is a symbol of the Osid Lavoy, of what is to come, because it contains within it all the future, and this Aramaic, which is about what we are talking about now. And he says, the Rebbe Rabbunim says that the Koshnitzer Maggid also said that this is a really profound understanding of the difference between being face to face with God and receiving from the behind, the Achirayim, right? God says to Moshe, no, you can't see my face. You can see, I will put you in the rock and then I'll walk past you and then you'll see my back. Because to live in the now, it has to be, we can't look into God's face. So the Koshnitzer Maggid says, the revelation of God in the world is really not through the Loshon HaKodesh, but through these languages into which the Torah is translated, and that the purity of the Torah, the Lashon HaKodesh, is always there, and it's always something that we're going to be aiming for, and it's always a promise for the future. So the Torah of Lashon HaKodesh is the Bechina of Ponim El Ponim, being face to face with God, which is something we're not ready for. And so our Kabbalah HaTorah, our receiving the Torah, our living it and understanding it, is always in the Bechina of this Aramaic, which is from the Chelik HaChorayim, from the behind. And that's the divine desire at the moment, that we receive, we see only the back of God. So the Rebbe Rabbanim says that Divrei Pichocham Chen, that there is no words to describe the greatness of this insight that this Maggid, the Koshin Maggid, has given us in this Torah. It's Gaval Gaval. Divrei Pichocham Chen means that just the words of a Chocham have Chen, right? So even if you don't understand them, they have grace, because if you try and understand them, you'll find that they keep on having a deeper meaning than you realized. Divrei Pichocham Chen. So now, the Rebbe Rabbanim takes this Torah from Koshnitz, and he explains. God says to Avraham, I'm giving you the soid, I'm giving you the secret. What's the secret? 70. 70 Kinderlech, 70 Zakenim, and Moshe. Moshe is going to be able to teach the Torah in 70 languages. But all these 70 languages are the Bechina of Acharayim. It doesn't matter how much we talk about God in any language, we're never going to be able to see God face to face in this language. We can't, because this language is Bechinas Acharayim. It's always in the now. It's always connected to our experience of who we are. And we can never get to Lashon HaKodesh, because Lashon HaKodesh is always in the future. So God says, Dai le'eved lihiyos k'raboy. It's enough for the slave to be like the master. Meaning, God says, what, you think I don't want to be known? I also want to be known. But the only way I can be known right now is Bechinas Acharayim, is from behind. In the future, then it will be Ponim El Ponim. And then the Rebbe Rabbanim says, and Hamevin Yovin Bechochma. So, what's the secret then? Soida Shemli Reyov. The secret, God says to Avram Avinu, all you have to do is make a bris with me, make a covenant, circumcise yourself. I'm going to reveal all my secrets to you. I'm going to give you Soid Hashem Lire. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give my secrets to you. And then what do we hear? That the secret is 70. And 70 represents the now. It represents the Aramaic version of Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam V'ed. The Aramaic version of God will reign forever is God is king now. So where's the forever? The whole point about bris, the whole point about covenant, we were learning in the second, the third Mishnayos of Sefer Yetzirah, right at the beginning, is that bris means forever, right? Forever, forever. From before creation until after the end of creation. Nu, oy bazoy, why is it in the Chelik HaChorayim, right? Why isn't it face to face? After everything is said and done, God says to Aram, I'm giving you all my secrets, and then what? It's not intelligible. It's not face to face. It's from behind, right? It's what God says to Moshe. You can't see me face to face. Avram is already asking, why can't I see face to face? And God says, Dayoi le'evet shia karabo. You know what? I also want to be known face to face as God. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu lo ishtamoido rak mebechinas acharayim. So the problem that the chilek acharayim we were learning in the Piasetzna, what does it mean to be face to face? It means that your kavana and the other person you're looking at and talking to and with, you're face to face. Meaning you both have the same kavana. What does it mean back to face, right? If a couple back to face, right? So one of them has the kavana, one of them has the proper kavana. Right? What's the proper kavana when a couple are coupling? Right? I love you. I want to be with you. I am with you. Right? And one of them has got the wrong kavana. It's off somewhere else. It's not. This is not an act of love. So that's like face to back. And then there's another kind of coupling, which is called back to back. Right? Which is two people are having sex, and this one is somewhere else, and that one is somewhere else. Neither of them means the other one, right? So face-to-face coupling, ponim el ponim, means that the two they mean each other, right? And so in Kabbalah there are different kinds of yichudim, ponim beponim, ponim beocha, ocha beocha. So God says to Abraham, until the future, like in the now, we can only be ponim ba'ochar, right? One of us does not have the right kavona. And maybe that's because, you know, we're human, right? We can't have the right kavona. In order for us to be face to face with God, we have to leave something of our maybe self-interest, self-absorption, self-centeredness, and we can't do that, and, you know, we can't be ponim beponim with God until some future time. And God is saying to Avraham that for now, yeah, even though the bris is forever, and soy da shem li reof, brisoy lahoidiyam, and I promise you that this bris that I'm giving you is the revelation of me, who I am, my soid, my secret. Shlomo used to say, you know, what is a sign that you love someone, right? You want to reveal all your secrets to them. And the more you love them, the more you reveal. You know, we call them pillow talk, right? Because when a couple make love, then they want to reveal. They want to tell each other their secrets. And the same is with the Torah. If you love the Torah reveals its secrets to you. So, Avraham Avinu says, Nu Rabbeinu Shloilem, if it's takazoi, so how come it's not ponim beponim? Rabbeinu Shloilem says, Dayoi le'eved shiye karaboi. It's enough for a slave that he should have intimacy at the level at which his master has intimacy. Brochs nishma, you don't need more than that. Yeah, I want to bless you and me that we should be at that level where the secrets that we have, because each of us is born with the Torah, all we need to do is to be reminded of the Torah with which we learned before we were born. Melamdinoi sekala Torah kuloi. And everything that we need to do is only to remember and to be reminded. And there inside we find the secrets, and as we pointed out at the end of of Sefer Yetzirah in the last Mishnah, the idea of Yitzchak, who comes along, and this Mishnah we'll be learning next week, that Yitzchak comes along and he says, no, you don't have to accept Eved Leah is Kiraboy, that in fact we are not Avodim, and that there's another relationship of God, and if you want, you can have Ponim Beponim, and in fact, that is what God wants from us, that we see Him Ponim Beponim, Hashem. We'll learn next week.